Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store. Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 US 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal. You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to H.I. Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or H.I. Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
JJ's Big Apple Classics is the home of the half-pound sandwich and the home of the one-pound sandwich. That's right, I said 1 pound of made-to-order goodness. Located at 803 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-404-2015. Dine in, pick up, take out, or have it delivered with Uber Eats. That's JJ's Big Apple Classics at the corner of Missouri Avenue and Druid Road, 727-404-2015.
Five.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Yes, because they're all retarded, all the guests I have. They're special. Brian Cash here, just talking out to you folks. We do have some fans, not many, but we do. We have a fan club of about seven. No, I'm kidding. I think it's like 100. But anyhow, I don't know how many portraits I've signed, but it's right at 100. So if you want a portrait of me signed to hang on your wall, just call Lola. Give Lola a call at the radio station. She'll have some photos of me. Right, Lola?
Oh, yeah, she's got the mugshot ready here.
Come in here, Lola. This is the big boss right here.
Don't tell me to sit.
See, if you had said stand right here, Lola, it might have worked.
No, she really is. Without Lola, and I know she's already in there, but I don't know where I'd be. Being able to offer the radio show on during drive time on AM and FM. And how many counties are we in?
Pasco, Hernando, Hillsborough, Pinellas, a little portion of Manatee, I'd say.
So like five counties, right? Yeah. Partial, some full.
Yeah, some.
You know.
On and a clear day up in Citrus.
Yeah. So, you know, we just mainly deal with Pinellas County, but we are heard in five counties. And it's amazing. You know, so we hope we put out a message of hope, too. You know, when you're at the end of your rope, there's always hope, right? And then you don't quit before the miracle happens. You never know what's going to go on. You know, there's times I come in here depressed to the radio show, right? But I got to fake it till you make it, right? And but the tools are that if I'm depressed, I turn to God, right? And ask him to direct my thinking. And maybe call someone, right? And ask them how they're doing. Now, keep in mind, I'm depressed, right? I'm having anxiety. Here's a tactic you can use. Call someone and say, how are they doing? Even though you're depressed. So now when they're telling you what's going on in their life, you're not thinking of your own problems or whatever's going on. You know, sometimes with me, it's the age, right? You know, I'm 61 years old. And, you know, I have fear of death, right? Which you shouldn't. Right, because if you have faith in God, you wouldn't have fear of death. Fear and faith, it's like when fear knocks, faith answers, and there's no one there. Right? Long as I can trust God. Right? And it's so hard to do sometimes, you know? And then, so Bobby, if me and you went, say, 10 years and I never talked to you, how would my relationship be with you?
Not strong.
So that's the same thing with prayer and meditation, right? If I pray throughout the day, which I seem to do sometimes, and I can tell you when I know sometimes when I do it, it's because I'm at peace, right? So I'm communicating with God. So if I'm praying, it's a petition to God, then what I'm doing is I'm having a relationship with God because I'm communicating. Right? So if you find yourself having anxiety or fear like me, turn to God and ask him to direct your thinking and have you be the man or woman that he wants you to be. Ask God. You know, and what I'm supposed to do is thy will be done. In other words, Bobby, I'm in the effort department, right? Mm-hmm. But who gets the results?
Those who try, who make things happen.
Right. What it is, can I be in the effort department? Don't let it be say I didn't try and put the effort in. Right. But leave the results to God. Mm. Right. Can I do that? You know, and I can tell you sometimes I can spill over water or something like falls out of the refrigerator. And as silly as this sounds, sometimes I get upset. Now, all of what happened was a bottle of ketchup fell out of the refrigerator. Now explain to me why I'm upset, right? It makes no sense, right?
It happens.
It happens. But the only reason that could happen is that I'm not right with God, right? Because when I'm right with God, ketchup falls out, no big deal. It's like driving down the road, right? You ever driving down the road, Bobby, and someone cuts you off?
Yeah.
What happens? Maybe you get upset, right?
Oh, yeah.
Give them the finger. Whatever you do, right? Mm-hmm. But then why is it that someone cuts you off the same way and then you're at peace and you do nothing? Mm-hmm. Really what changed was you, right? Yeah. The condition and the situation is the same. But why is it one time you're at peace and it's okay and then the other time you're giving the finger? It's like anger could be a subtle foe, right? Just all of a sudden, yeah, someone cuts you off. Boom, you're angry. But then another time, you're at peace. It's where I'm at mentally is how I react, right? And so what I'm told is not to react, to respond. Say this after me, Bobby.
Okay.
Pause.
Pause.
Pray.
Pray.
Proceed.
Proceed.
And breathe.
Breathe.
Some people would say just breathe.
Yeah, that helps.
You know what I mean? It sounds so silly, so simple.
No,
can I
works.
Just breathe?
It works.
It works. And these are the tricks. There's spiritual tools that can be laid at your feet that if you use these tools, you can have a happier life. In other words, you can be happier for longer periods of time more often if you use spiritual tools. Now, I'm not saying denomination either. The denomination don't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're, the God of your own understanding. But if you live by spiritual principles, right? If I can use those in my life and all my affairs, and here are some of the spiritual principles to live by. Honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, humility, brotherly love, discipline, service, and also spirituality. Can I live by these spiritual principles? You know, when I'm like a plague, think of a plague. I don't criticize or knock another human being. Can I do that? Can I go throughout a whole day where I don't criticize or knock another human being? And if I have something, not have something kind to say, don't say nothing at all. Can I do that? And the answer for me is no, right? Because I don't do it. But I just know that if I can be kind, because the kinder I am to other people, what happens, Bobby?
They send it back to you.
Right. What happens is the kinder I am to other people, I have a better chance of being kinder to myself.
True, that too.
Right? Because I'm putting out, you reap what you sow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're finding you're not kind and you're feeling bad about yourself, you know, I tell people, put the 2x4 away and stop beating yourself up, right? See the good. And where that comes from is gratitude. The more I'm grateful for what I have, the more I get to be grateful for. And then it switches. The more I complain about what I have, the more I get to complain about. And if you want to change your attitude, have gratitude. And I notice that some people will sometimes when I say that, they'll say to me, what does gratitude mean? And that means to be thankful for what you have, not what you want. Now you look down and you say, oh my God, I have these terrible sneakers. Look, they have a hole in them. And then what happens is you look at the guy next to you and he has no feet. Anyhow, the idea is, and then customers can see it too, right? The joy. Like the lady I dealt with just today at the DMV, she was just full of joy. You just can tell. Who do we got on, Bobby?
Ashley on the line.
Ashley, hot mamas. Unbelievable. You know, I think of a spirituality thing. So the first time, thank you, Denise, come on in. First time I was thinking of you, like I talked to you, I'm driving down Gulf to Bay the next day and I see your hot mama truck. And I haven't seen it since. But what is the odds the day that I talk to you? Do you remember that?
Yep, you called me right away.
Unbelievable.
I think we heard each other honking at the light.
Right. You know, let mama help you. Everybody should have a mama, right? Because you know what I'm saying?
Need a mama.
Right. Think about it. You know, your mama helped, you know, had you in the womb for 9 months. There's always a connection with the mama.
What do we call that? The nurturing part, you know? It's an automatic nurturing moment, you know?
Yes. So what do you do there at Hot Mama's? I know you do junk removal, furniture and appliances, delivery, small moves, you know, everything that you can think of, right? So, but you give free quotes too. So let Mama help you. How does Mama help you?
Well, I'm like your handy woman. I can do pretty much, you know, all the small projects around the house. But my main thing is demolition and, of course, like you said, junk removal. I do local delivery for, you know, St. Petersburg and stuff like that.
I have a rave review for you, Ash.
You do?
I do, from Christine at Fantastic Sam's, Hired Ash. So tell us a little bit about all the things. She did a lot of stuff for her.
Yes, I'm actually almost wrapping up her her job right now. I got called in there for the popcorn removal and the demolition of like a wall and some carpet removal. And I'm basically helping her pick her colors and everything now to where, you know, it's I'm kind of holding her hand and helping her, you know.
She loves you. She said you are amazing. You're awesome. So that is one of our other clients, Christy over at Fantastic Sam's, who has, she's like a staple in the community. She's been there for many, many years. And she is just so happy with everything you've done for her.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
All right. So I just want to tell you that. And I love it because she is a team of women, hot mamas.
Hot mamas, baby.
That's right.
Now, do you hire any men ever?
Yes, I do. I have to have, you know, I have to have the hot, we call them the hot daddies.
Really?
Right? Well, yes, because actually Christy was telling me the guy that you referred to her to do, I think, the wall or something that was ripped out or the cabinets or whatever, that he was awesome and she loved him because she had a hard time, apparently, with the people she had in there before. They were not doing what they were saying. They were trying to overcharge her. So she said, your guy, your referral was amazing as well.
Why don't we design a new ad, a half-page ad, right? One for Hot Mamas. And then we'll put a hunk in a bathing suit,
ooh,
right? And then he'll make a cartoon saying, I don't know, what he say?
Hot daddies.
Hot daddies.
We have hot mamas and hot daddies.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad you guys called me. I was able to jump on and just, you know, talk with you guys for a little bit. That was awesome. I'm really appreciative.
Yes, and I think I have another referral for you as well. You can move people, right? Like couches and stuff like that. All right, I got a friend who's moving. And I told her she needs to call you because she's been getting these super high quotes. I was like, I don't think that Ash will be that ridiculous. So,
yeah, especially if it's in town, you know, it's just more of a local thing. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, she's actually in Holiday. So I didn't know if you went up like that far, but she's in Holiday and she's moving a little bit more north.
Yeah, because if I can catch her on one of my days, I'm actually doing a remodel of a mobile home park in what is that? I think it is Holiday. Newport Richey or Port Richey.
Okay.
Like that before on 19.
All right. Well, her name's Paula. Look for her call.
Yeah,
why don't you give her Paula's number and do it the other
way? Yeah, I'll text you Paula's number.
Yeah, later
actually.
On we'll give you Paula because that's what a salesman would do. Right? You can call.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are amazing.
So I want everybody to take a turn. Wait a second. You, Tammy. Everybody, you too. Bobby, you want to start? Scream out, Hot Mamas.
Hot Mamas.
That's your scream?
That's my pizza eating.
Uh-huh. All right, Denise, let's see if you can do better than Bobby.
Oh, Hot Mamas.
Okay.
Hot Mamas.
Oh, boy, you guys all stink.
Fair enough.
You ready? Hot Mamas.
Oh, I got to say, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. So if you guys need anything, demolition, removal, trailer rentals, whatever, give Ash a call at 678-3156. And she does property maintenance as well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you guys so much. You guys are amazing.
Thank you, Hot Mama. Bye. So I wanted to say something to you. Like, you ever notice, like, when someone comes and, like, my mind is, like, off in some la-la land, right? Mm-hmm. Just to be real. And you were talking to me last week, and to be real, I was ignoring you a little bit, mm-hmm. you could say. Because my mind was just, like, focused on one thing. Mm-hmm. I noticed that people can multitask. Are you a multitasker? Mm-hmm. Bobby, are you a multitasker?
Sometimes I have to be, like right now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He's calling someone. He's talking to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Mm. And it's like a sickness almost, right? Maybe. I know when I stay focused on one thing, I stay focused on that. Mm-hmm. And then I go focused on something else. I wonder, what is there a psychological term for that?
You know, it's just some people can multitask and some people, they have to stay focused on one thing.
Yep. Right. So, anyhow, so last week mm-hmm. you were talking to me and I felt like I was ignoring you. And I apologize for that.
Yeah, but I understand. I appreciate your policy.
Yeah, but no, it's wrong. You know that.
Jay's joining us on the line right now.
So we got Jay from Jay's Treasures.
The Treasure Man.
The Treasure Man. Ask him some questions, my friend Denise.
How's it going, Jay?
Doing great. You know, I'm over here at a local thrift store right now, and Brandon just digging for treasure.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Always busy. That's good. Yeah,
that's you know. It.
I wear a lot of, like, we play a lot because I don't get a lot of time to play with her with toys and stuff because she lives with her mom for most of the week. Mm-hmm. So when we go to the thrift stores, we play with toys and stuff. She really has a bowl.
I heard that. She's a sweetie pie. What's the next big thing for you?
Oh, I got too many of them. You know, it's too many to even count on three hands. But truth be told, I actually got a shark on the line. I actually got Kevin Harrington wants me to submit a proposal to him for my whole concept, and he might end up becoming my partner, and then from there, by the end of the year, he'll get his investment back, and then by next year, it's unstoppable.
Have you talked to him directly?
I talked to his secretary for an hour.
Unbelievable.
And she told me, she's like, nobody cuts in front of the line and gets an interview. She said, I really like you. I said, I can't guarantee anything. She said, but we've been talking for about an hour now. And she says, you send me a proposal, a 2-3. She called it like a something deck or something like that. Like a pitch deck. She said, go for days and look up pitch deck and write down your idea and only, she says, don't overtalk it. She said, just give all the details, all the juice. And she says, he said there's three things you can do that he's going to do. He's going to look at it with his team and say he wants to talk more. He's going to say, I'm not interested. Or he's going to say, let's do it. So she said there's only three ways that can happen. And she says, but you're lucky because she said nobody gets in the door like you just did.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that is.
So, it's the same thing that even on my radio show, like mm-hmm. people have quoted. When we get emails, people quoting us like what happened. Mm-hmm. It's always with you that people say you bring joy to the show.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, we can show you. We got like about 10, 15 emails. Mm-hmm. We get emails all the time as soon as the show's over.
Everyone loves your energy.
They love your energy.
Taylor's on the line as well.
Hey, Austin, Taylor.
Austin's on the line.
Austin, you there?
Austin Taylor. Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Good. So we got Jay from Jay's Treasures on also.
How you doing there?
Right.
And then Devin called earlier about your earlier topic to say that most men can't multitask. She's from her observation.
I'm ambidextrous. I've been raising my father figure in my life that he had me do eight things. I was almost scatterbrained because he told me to do eight things at the same time, and he always complained that it wasn't good enough. Now he trained me to be almost like a soldier for the multitasking, and now I can do 20 things at a time. It's crazy.
There you go.
Wow, that's great. How about you, Austin? Are you a multitasker?
Oh, all the time, every day.
Really?
Every day I experience multitasking.
Give me an example, like how you multitask.
Oh, it can start with inside the house or outside the house. especially my profession, for sure. Yeah. I'm always looking to get things done, no matter what.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
I'm going to have to debate this with Devin next week. That's okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because I was just, you know, for me, I stay focused on one project. Is there a psychological term for that, too, by the way? People that can't multitask?
You're very focused.
Focused? Okay.
ADD.
ADD. That's what I have. How'd you know that?
Because I got the same thing. We both can relate.
Do you know my leg's always going, right? And it's really embarrassing. Like my, I pump my leg, and it was more so when I was younger. And then people would point it out to me, and I was always embarrassed. You know, your leg is shaking. You're shaking the whole table. So then I found out for ADD, one of the first characteristic traits is to shake your leg.
Yeah.
Do you shake your leg? What a question.
My mom shakes her leg.
But does your leg go up and down?
No, no. I have ADD, ADHD, and I figured out how to harness it. Yeah, so for me, Mr. Incredible, I don't shake my leg. If I do shake it, I do it for like 10 or 20 seconds for just like almost like a workout, like a startup, like almost like a wind-up doll. So like I'll get bored and I actually do it on purpose just to tap myself real quick, and then I go spin out of control and go conquer the world.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
How about you, Taylor?
Oh, for me, well, I don't really sit down too much. I'm always on my feet and up and running, doing pressure cleaning, up and at it. I always get.
Do you lose your keys?
I have, yeah.
Because, you know, one of the character traits, I looked it up. It was like five character traits, and I had all five. Do you constantly lose your keys?
No.
Or not know where your keys are? Or do you always know you have a set spot you put your keys?
Oh, I always have the tendency to put things in the wrong places, and you keep repeating the steps that you keep walking back and forth about.
Unbelievable.
That's part
my
of the
problem,
ADHD.
My problem is that I'm like an I Spy game. I got way too much treasure everywhere. So when I'm looking for my keys, it could be mixed in like all around on everything. I usually just keep them in my pocket so the next morning they're ready there. So I've kind of have like a pre-amp schedule for it, but I tell you what, man, because I have two warehouses, because I have all this treasure everywhere, you know, I could set down my cell phone and lose it for 10 minutes.
You know, like when you say you have two warehouses, you know what I hear? Like that's a lot of pressure on someone, too.
It is a lot of pressure,
right? I do. I feel pressure. You know,
a lot of pressure. But I tell you what, but I'm almost at the point in my life where next year we can make $100 million with a proper investor.
Right, so, that's the deal too. Is the people that think like you are the ones that make the big money?
Yeah, I'm almost like an Elon Musk with the Rock because I don't quit. You know what I mean? I'm there till 6 a.m. at my warehouse. You know, I'm processing and reorganizing. You know, it's kind of like I know what Elon's talking about. Because when you're all alone and you're looking around at what you created, you could actually take a step back in your own atmosphere and see stuff that needs to be fixed. And, you know, most people can't see it because when you're around other people, you're too busy telling them what to do or trying to steer everybody in the right direction. So when you're all by yourself and you're walking on sunshine, you know, you're looking all around and you have all the ideas that you could finish. Yeah, that's
wonderful.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Sometimes, though, the opposite can happen. I don't want to be a naysayer.
No.
But sometimes when you isolate and you're by yourself, also your mind can play tricks on you, too.
That is true.
Oh, I listen to Judge Judy. She keeps me going.
Well, there you go. So Taylor Pressure Washing, tell us what you do there. And do you need any pressure washing on your stuff, too, Jay, too? But listen to what... this is a young man. Like, I always look at it as, like, you're not my son, so I don't want to insult you. Mm-hmm. But, like, the thing is, if you had a son, right, when I think of Taylor, right, I do. I say this all the time. I talk about you even when you're not on the air with me, mm-hmm. how I have such admiration for you. And the thing is, you're a young man. You're going to college. You got your Taylor pressure washing going. You went to Ireland. and you're clean cut, and you're very polite, and you're hardworking, and you're an entrepreneur. You opened up your own business.
And he just bought a house. Yeah,
and he just bought a house.
Not bought, renting.
Oh, but the point is that, you know what I'm saying? Just look at all your accomplishments. As a parent, you know, you would be so proud of you. So tell us what's going on with Taylor Pressure Washing. JC, he does commercial and residential. So do you think you might ever need a pressure washer? Listen to what this guy does and then see if you might need his services.
Yeah, I have hundreds of thousands of pounds of rocks that need to be cleaned.
Really?
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of pounds that need to be pressure washed.
Really?
I got probably 300 crates filled with rock.
Let's make a deal right now.
Right now I'm too spread too thin. I don't want to have somebody come in and soak and wet everything and pull everything out. And it's just, you know, right now we're trying to process the inside.
Right.
You know, and then once the inside's processed, we're going to pull out the crates. And
well, do you have a pen, Jay?
I don't. I'm at a thrift store right now with my daughter.
Well, we'll get the. I'll text Taylor Pressure Washing's ad over to your cell phone.
Okay.
So whenever you do need his services, please give him. You know, he's a good kid and he'll do a good job for you. And I really also think because he owns it and he does the pressure washing, he is in the position to give you a better deal.
Oh, absolutely. No. We'll definitely work something out because honestly, I have an endless supply of rocks, so they always need to be cleaned.
Always.
I've always got semis coming in, semis coming out. You know, it's an assembly line, like no tomorrow. It's crazy. I already moved a mountain, and I'm only 36 years old. You know, so you do the math. It's crazy the amount of boulders that I freaking came across already in my lifetime.
Never ends, it sounds like.
No. I definitely created an avalanche of excitement, and then now from here, it's the sky's the limit.
You're unbelievable. So Austin, tell us what you do.
Well, we provide exterior cleaning services, you know, for instance, for residential and commercial properties, driveways, sidewalks, patios, pool decks, walkways, fences, gutters, windows, roof cleaning especially, rust removing, screen repairing. We also do painting services and lots of house washing.
What's your number one deal, you think?
Number one deal?
Yes.
Number one deal.
Like, what's the number one reason why someone calls you?
For wanting professional.
Yeah, like, which is the winner of, like, who wins? Gutters versus driveways?
That's really a mix. It all depends on what the customer wants.
Right.
I would say house washing. Everyone wants to have their house pristine, crisp, no dirt.
All right, we're going to go to a traffic report. You guys stay on. The traffic report's being sponsored by Taylor Pressure Washing, commercial and residential. And it's also being sponsored by Joy, or you can call him Jay. Joy J Treasures. He brings joy to the world. So Jay's Treasures and Taylor's Pressure Washing are sponsoring the traffic report. So hold on. And whatever comes our way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Good afternoon, 5:30s. 5:40 on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Currently in Pinellas County, our only issues we're running into right now are northbound 275 before 22nd Avenue with the right shoulder block. All the bridges looking clear except the Howard Franklin, as always. Two incidents there, actually. Mile marker 37, both northbound and southbound on 275. So make some extra time there. Going all the way over to I-4, same deal. A couple incidents in the shoulder around the junction area. Going on up to Pasco, we have unusually heavy volume between the Suncoast Parkway and 41 on State Road 54. And then we have another incident blocking the right shoulder at the Pasco County Rest Area, southbound I-75. Current temperatures, Zephyr Hills, 93 degrees, Dade City, 93, and downtown Clearwater, 89 degrees, and it feels like 105. Going back to the Brian Cash Claus Show right after this. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker Cabinets when you use a coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. JJ's Big Apple Classics is the home of the half-pound sandwich and the home of the one-pound sandwich. That's right, I said 1 pound of made-to-order goodness. Located at 803 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-404-2015. Dine in, pick up, take out, or have it delivered with Uber Eats. That's JJ's Big Apple Classics at the corner of Missouri Avenue and Druid Road, 727-404-2015. Get 10% off all standard size vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit their showroom in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
What song is this? It's good. Play this a little bit.
Brick House, because he pressure washes.
Brick House. Oh, did you see that, Taylor? Play the song. This is for Taylor pressure washing. So what'd you think of that? We're thinking, Taylor, brick house. You clean brick houses?
I do.
So is that an appropriate song for you? If you had to pick a song, what would it be, your favorite song to play?
Oh, man.
Didn't we have Led Zeppelin last time, I think?
Was that you remember for him, Led Zeppelin?
I did. Now I do. I didn't remember when I first picked it, but now I do.
I have one for him, the cleanup man.
The cleanup man? Jay, what do you think?
Mr. Clean about what?
You always so would have to have the word joy and happiness in your song.
Well, at most of the songs that are on repeat on the Sponge Docks at my store, it's mostly like rock songs. It's so funny, you just always hear something about where they say rock, and it's just so funny. I'm like, this is my song. You know, I just can't remember right now.
That's okay. And then we got Frank on the line from Dunedin Records in audio.
Is he there, Frank? In just a second.
Oh, you didn't? He's not there? Okay. So anyhow, can you play a song? Let Taylor, you pick a song, and let's just play a song that you like. And this is Taylor pressure washing, commercial and residential. Taylor, like you get your clothes tailed, right? Think of it. When you want to have something fit right, you go to a tailor. Taylor pressure washing. So what song do you want to pick, my friend?
Karma Police by Radiohead.
Did you get that?
Say that again.
Karma Police.
Karma Police.
Karma Police.
Karma Police. Yeah, you know, like if something bad happens to you, like with karma, right? So say how you can turn something bad into something good.
I'm going on the radio.
Frank is on the air now.
Okay, Frankie.
Hey,
so
what are you doing?
We're going to play a song, Frankie, but I was just going to say about karma. Let's just say something bad happens in your life. Say you get a flat tire, right? Now, instead of being upset, because we've all done bad in our life, what you do is you stamp it paid in full, bad karma, and the universe equaled itself out. And that's why you can take something bad and turn it into a good. I don't know. Someone told me that, and I thought, eh, that's a good way of looking at something bad.
I'm still going to curse and scream, though.
Huh?
I'm still going to curse and scream, though. I'm from New York, so.
There you go.
All right.
Right. So we're going to be, you have the song set up?
Don't say the F word. Don't say the F word.
Yes. Never.
F-L-A-T word. The F-L-A-T word.
Right. Here's a song.
Around the country on motorcycles. Anybody said that word was chastised.
So we're playing for Taylor Pressure Washing. We got Jay's Treasures on the line. He's Joy and Happiness. And we got Dunedin Records and Audio, new and used vinyl. He's on the line. And we're going to play a song for Taylor Pressure Washing. Here it is. What, you know, Frank, you there, Frank?
I'm here.
Did you hear the words to that song?
No, man, I could barely hear it.
Why was that? Because it wasn't loud enough?
No, because I'm listening on a phone.
It's on a phone.
I can't.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, I was just wondering, have you ever liked a song, but you didn't even know the words, but you just liked the sound of it?
Kind of. Well, you know, some of the words. The ones you can, you know, they're clear, but.
Yeah, like for me, I've done that, and because I am slow, just to be honest with everybody. It takes me multiple times to study something until I get
right.
it. And I hear things that, it's really weird. If I read a book, and then I read it a second time, right, it's like, right. Where'd that come from? Because the first time I missed it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's the same thing about listening to music over and over again.
Right, that's what I was
saying. Yeah. Yeah.
So what does that song mean to you, Austin?
Just the smoothness of the lyrics. I mean, it doesn't. I would say. I mean, the real lyrics of it is Karma Police, and you know, if you mess with us, this is what you get. You know,
the Karma Police.
To any pressure cleaning, but it's
right.
One of my favorite songs.
No, that's all that matters. There is something to the Karma Police, though. I believe that. In other words, the more you're kinder to other people, the better chance you have of being kinder to yourself.
Absolutely. That's all that matters to me.
Right. In other words, put the 2x4 away and don't beat yourself up. Right. Some people are their own worst critics. Like if someone did, like, and I can just say for me too. Like sometimes the things I think of myself or I say to myself, if someone else said that, I'd kill them. Right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Jay, what does that mean to you, Karma Police?
To be honest with you, like the other man was saying, you could barely hear when songs and they're playing on the radio like that. But it was really almost like a story, like what I could get across from it. It was almost like a story just to keep moving on and keep going forward and keep never giving up on your dreams.
Right. Have a vision and a dream and don't quit before the miracle happens.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like with that, with the beat like that, and
right.
and the constant participation to keep going on and keep moving forward. You know, that's what it sounded like. But I couldn't really hear the words too much too well.
Frank, do you believe there's the universe like equals itself out? I guess that's what karma is. Do you believe that there is karma?
Oh, absolutely. I think this universe needs a little more than karma to even out, though.
Yes. Right.
Balance. Yeah, the
balance, right? Right. The balance.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, I think. Go ahead.
Well, you get 10 years of bad luck, and then the next 10 years, good luck is the balance, the universal balance. Yep.
Can I ask you something, too? And this is maybe not appropriate, but I'm going to ask it anyway. This is to you, Frank. Okay. You're here and you're alive, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Right? You woke up this morning. Do you ever think about it like the people like in the 80s? Remember it was the AIDS virus? And everybody was going to get through the AIDS virus, right? It was not curable. And then next it was the coronavirus, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Look at all the people that died of those two viruses. And yet me and you, because we're old enough to know that, like Taylor doesn't.
Right.
Right, or Jay, too. They're two young men. But how is it that we survived those two viruses and we're still here and alive? Does that have to do with karma? Or that's just bull?
Maybe.
Did you ever wonder why you survived, Frank, through all this?
Not really. I was never afraid of COVID from day one. I stopped wearing a mask while it was still mandated. I didn't believe in it. I thank God I didn't take the vaccine.
Yeah, they're finding out it's many, many side effects, by the way.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Now it's coming out, too, by the way.
People are dropping dead like flies from that thing. They've even come up with a name, SADS, Sudden Adult Death Syndrome.
Right.
Okay? Don't get me started on this.
No, I don't want to. But I just wanted to say... Yeah, I know. I don't want to... Like, I don't mean to do that, Frank. But I'm just trying to say, did you ever wonder how me and you... made it through, even though you believe that it's all that, but people did die from the coronavirus.
Oh, absolutely.
Over a million people in the United States, I think.
And it wasn't your life
right?
purpose.
So why is it that we didn't get chosen to die? Why is it that we made it through the AIDS virus? Do you ever wonder that?
It wasn't a part of your life path.
Is
that a silly question?
Not really. I wake up and go about my day. My father used to say, when God wakes up in the morning, he's got a book. If your name is on that page for that day, that's your day. He's taking you home.
Wow. That's
right. And right. That's how I live. I'm not going to live my life in fear of anything that really, again, I got to be careful because.
I know.
But I am not going to live my life in fear.
Because you know what? It's false evidence appearing real. That's fear. Or future events appearing real. That's the acronym for it. Because when fear knocks on the door, faith answers, and there's no one there. Does anybody, and this has nothing to do with business, and I'm sorry, Dunedin Records and Audio, new and used vinyls, you got Jay's Treasures, he's the happy man, and then you got Taylor's Pressure Washing, and then I got a client here, Plum Pizzeria. They're just, what a quaint, if you think of a New York Italian restaurant, Frank.
Right.
Like, you know when you walk in that atmosphere?
Uh-huh.
Right? You just know it's like it has a New York twinge to it.
Yeah.
It's Plum's. It's really more of a restaurant, but they call it Plum's Pizzeria.
Okay. Where is this now?
This is on Tarpon Springs. It's at Klosterman Road and Alternate 19.
Okay.
It's right there, Klosterman Road and Alternate 19.
Alternate 19.
Okay. Yeah, and they're unbelievable. Yeah.
How long has it been there?
Oh, for about like 10 years, and I'm guessing.
All right. All right. Well,
you want to go to a nice, like, you just think New York?
Mm-hmm.
Think of the atmosphere of a New York pizzeria.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And absolutely. It's just that it has that New York feel to it.
All right. Plums.
Plum, like a plum pizzeria.
It's that restaurant, too?
Yeah, it's more of a restaurant than a pizzeria, okay. too, is what's kind of funny.
Time I got, all right, next time I'm looking for a place, I will definitely try it.
Please, would you? And then maybe you can pick up a Palm Harbor coupon book because they have coupons in there, too.
All right.
Because when you use the coupons, it helps.
I gotcha.
All right. And then we got Fat Jack's. And then we got, they're the best, by the way. Unbelievable. Like how good they are to us. And then we got our ice cream parlor. We got the thrift store clearance. He has a 75% off coupon on furniture. He's clearancing all his stuff. We got Sally Mae Day Spa.
Which ice cream parlor?
What's that?
Which ice cream parlor?
Oh, okay. I didn't say the name. Wow.
It's Sunset Smoothies and Ice Cream right over by Cricketers in the plaza on the corner of, okay. what is that?
Curlew and Alton and 19.
Yeah.
And do you know what their ice cream is? Guess what they do?
What?
It's all homemade.
Okay.
They have homemade ice cream. So it's real fruit smoothies. They actually cut up the strawberries and all that right in front of you.
Right.
All right, this is the real deal. Everything is homemade. They make the ice cream right there at the shop.
Okay.
So, you know, they make it real creamy. You pay a little more.
Yeah, right.
But you get what you pay for.
Yep.
Okay, and then we got Sally Mae's Day Spa. And then we got Caroli Windows. This guy has four locations. He does all the work himself. Not to say he doesn't have help, but imagine that, four different locations. And he built it from nothing. And I asked his mom... I got to get going. But I asked his mom, what's the most important thing? And do you know what her answer was, guys?
What's that?
The love they have for family.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
I think peace of mind is probably the most important thing a human being can have.
Yes, it is.
Right? So, Taylor, the kid that I'm proud of, you have anything you want to say in closing?
In closing, I would just say... give me a call if you're a business owner or a homeowner, and please give me a call at 727-612-8123 for any of your pressure cleaning needs.
Frank, do you need any pressure cleaning?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
But I will definitely keep it in mind.
Jay's Treasures there. This is the happy joy man that brings joy to the world. What do you want to say in closing?
Come check out my store if you guys want to get some dedication of marks of the earth. You know, we're located at 735 Dodecanese Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida. It's a huge rock shop where you come in. We don't sell it like metaphysically, like, you know, like that too much. We do more of it's a treasure hunt. So come on in, enjoy the treasure hunt with your family. Yeah, one of the few stores that everybody will be happy when they come in. The daughter, the son, the husband, the wife, even the grandmama, they all get a piece of treasure.
That's good. And Frank, in closing, what would you like to say?
If you want good music and good systems to play them on, and come on in and see me.
Where are you located?
430 Patricia Avenue, right across from the bowling alley.
Or next to the Dodge store on Patricia.
Next to the Dodge store. Yep.
Dunning and Records.
There you go.
And then, Denise, what would you like to say?
If you need any advertising and marketing, it's Arts and Graphics Beyond. You can reach us at 727-486-1182. And we also have mobile services for orders over $300 or more.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.